The Collection, Chapter 1, Mingus Ah-Oom, Abridged. Written by Amari Pleasant. Narrated by Dwayne Lott. It's been a few weeks since I returned home from Little Rock. Rain taps gently against the windows of my family room, and my dad's old record collection sits stacked on a wooden console. One album catches my eye, its cover bursting with colorful abstract art. I pick it up and read the bold letters across the top. Mingus Ah-Oom, Charles Mingus. The moment the needle drops, the room comes alive. Upright bass, piano, horns, hi-hats, oh, the celebration begins. Better get in your soul, it's a joyous explosion of sound, echoing the gospel-infused rhythms of southern Louisiana. I imagine my dad's spirit grinning, welcome me home with this vibrant groove. Each instrument dances with the others, and my ears chase the piano's rapid-fire notes. Mingus knows how to make a grand entrance. This isn't just jazz. It's a down-home revival. Then the mood shifts. Goodbye, Pork Pie Hat floats in with mellow horns and a somber bass line. I lean back, close my eyes, and let the melancholy wash over me. That saxophone cries out, a tribute to someone lost. Later, I learned this elegy was for Lester Young, the legendary saxophonist. Mingus composed it the night he heard of Young's passing. Every note feels sincere, like a heartfelt goodbye. Lester Young's spirit, I imagine, tipping his pork pie hat in salute. Then comes Fables of Phobos. Raised in Arkansas, I immediately wonder, could this be about Governor Orville Phobos? This melody is cheeky, almost cartoonish, like something out of Get Smart. It paints a sonic caricature of a man whose legacy is steeped in segregation and resistance to progress. But midway through, something shifts. The instruments pause and a countdown begins. It's subtle, almost theatrical. 1, 2, 3. I sit up. What is this countdown for? Is it a warning, a protest, a call to action? It feels like Mingus is counting down to a moment of truth, perhaps the collapse of a false authority or the rise of resistance. It's a musical device that demands attention, forcing the listener to reflect. And just as the tension builds, the piano bursts in, bold, complex, defiant. It's as if Mingus is saying, we will not be silenced. The countdown wasn't just a pause, it was a prelude to power. This isn't just satire, it's protest. It's jazz as resistance. And Mingus, ever the provocateur, makes sure we feel every note. The album closes with Jelly Roll, a swinging celebration of resilience. I picture black couples in their finest threads, dancing without a care. It's joy, it's defiance, it's Mingus. Released in October 1959, Mingus Ah Oon featured a powerhouse lineup: Mingus on bass and piano, John Handy, Booker Irving, Horace Parlin, Danny Richmond, and more. Over the decades, it's earned global acclaim, inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame and the National Recording Registry. As John F. Goodman once wrote, Mingus Ah Oon captures the full flavor of the man better than most of any of his recordings. And I couldn't agree more. This album isn't just music, it's memory, movement, and meaning.